Joined by Steve Watkin, second 11 coach at Glamorgan Cricket. Thanks for joining us.
No props.
So, second 11 playing Yorkshire starting today, 3-day game. How important is it for those boys maybe pushing for a first team opportunity to get some good cricket under their belt this week?
Yeah, very important, and it's also it's great to be playing the Swaleg as well, first and foremost, on what's going to be a good wicket, and against a good Yorkshire team. Yorkshire always good, so if you get runs or wickets against Yorkshire, it generally means we've played pretty well. So very important. Obviously, Mark Wallace is playing, and Dean Koska, and they're a couple of our senior players who obviously want to get back into the first team. So if they do get runs or wickets here, it's good, valuable runs to them, and hopefully help them get back in the first team.
Does a successful second team make it even harder for the first team, or
I think second team results are important, and obviously doing well as a team is important. But you do get a lot of varied teams. You can have five or six staff players one day, and the next day none at all. So it varies quite a lot. So our emphasis basically on individuals quite a lot of the time. As I said, getting your senior players, your first team fringe players, making sure they. They're well catered for, getting runs and trying to get them back in the first team. And from a development point of view, it's important our academy players as well get opportunities so that they're big games for them, players 16, 17, whatever, coming into second team environment, first class, a professional environment, so that's important for them. And then you get your other players who are not quite pushing the first team yet, but on the staff. I suppose Nick Selman, Dewi Perrin-Jones, those sort of guys who we make sure that we help developing them and progressing them, so they become better players. So ultimately what we want at the end of it all is a strong squad of about 18 players. Somebody does get injured in the first team or somebody drops out of form, we've got somebody pushing ready to go in the first team. This year I think our squad looks a little bit stronger. Our younger players a little bit. Older, a bit more wiser. That's the aim of the second team, really.
It'd be nice to beat Yorkshire anyway this week, though.
Oh, we'd always, I said it's about individuals, but beating Yorkshire is always good, wherever you are, whether it's under 11 level or it's first team cricket. So we'd be pushing hard for that. We've done the first string right by winning the toss and having a bat on a wicket, which has been used before, so that's good for us. But at the end of the day, we need to bat well, bowl well, field well, do all those skills. It's great to be at the county ground where we've got facilities where we can go and practice during the game as well. Nets out the back, indoor school when it's available. It's a great environment to be playing in. We played at Headingley last year, and that was a good experience for all the players as well. So, good.
Best of luck this week. Cheers, Steve.
Okay.